Import your Pocket Library into Clip. Import your Pocket Library into Clip. Migrating your reading list from Pocket to Clip is a straightforward process. Many users face this need because Pocket changed its pricing model or simply no longer fits their workflow. You do not need to panic if you cannot access your old account. The steps below cover exporting your data, handling lost access, and verifying your new library. Start by exporting your data from Pocket. Open your browser and go to getpocket.com/export. Log in with your existing credentials. If you have two-factor authentication enabled, you will need to enter the code sent to your phone or email. Once logged in, you will see a list of your saved items. Click the export button to download an HTML file. This file contains your entire library. The HTML export includes your headlines, descriptions, and thumbnail images. It also preserves the date you first saved each item. Tags and folders transfer cleanly as well. Pocket organizes items into folders, and the HTML file maintains this hierarchy. When you import the file into Clip, these folders will appear as categories. You can rename them later if you prefer a different structure. Note that the full text of web articles does not transfer. Pocket only saves the metadata and the link. You must click each link in Clip to view the actual article. This limitation applies to all Pocket exports. Next, open the Clip app on your device. Go to Settings and select the option to import data. Choose the HTML file you just downloaded from your Pocket export. The app will begin processing the file. You will see a progress bar indicating how many items are being imported. This process usually takes only a few minutes for a standard library. Large libraries with thousands of items may take longer. Wait until the process finishes before closing the import screen. What if you no longer have access to your Pocket account? This situation is rare, but possible. It happens if you forget your password or if Pocket disables your account for policy violations. If you have your old password, try resetting it via the recovery email. If you cannot recover access, you may have lost your data entirely. Pocket does not provide a backup download for deleted accounts. In this case, you cannot import your old library. The only solution is to manually resave important articles. This is tedious, but sometimes necessary. To verify the import completed successfully, open your Clip library. Scroll through the list to check for items you remember saving in Pocket. Look at the dates next to each entry. They should match the original save dates from Pocket. Check the folder structure. Your old Pocket folders should now appear as categories in Clip. Tap on a few items to ensure the links work and the thumbnails display correctly. If you see duplicates, you can delete the old copies and keep the new ones. Clip handles duplicates automatically during import, but it is good to check manually if you had duplicate saves in Pocket. You can now customize your library. Rename the folders to match your current reading interests. Adjust the font size and reading settings in Clip to suit your preferences. The migration is complete once you are comfortable navigating your new setup. This transition ensures your knowledge stays with you regardless of the service provider. Keep your HTML export file in a safe location until you are sure the import worked. This acts as a backup if you encounter any issues later. Moving to a new app gives you fresh control over your reading habits. Clip offers features like smart summaries and distraction-free reading modes. Use these tools to make the most of your saved content. The goal is to build a personal library you can rely on. Focus on the content rather than the container. Your articles are safe in Clip.